Well, I know you've been busy in LA. The reviews have been amazing for Ghost of Versailles. How is that to hear yet again and with Jimmy Conlon and those guys? It's got to be a blast.
Well, it was really fantastic. The guy who directed it, Darko Trejnik, is the one who directed. He won the Tony this year for directing. Now, what is the name of it? The Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. And it won the Tony for Best Musical. So I had a guy who was so sensitive. He also runs the Shakespeare Festival in Hartford. So he's completely versed in everything. And it's so imaginative, and it tells the story so well, because it's a rather complex story, that the direction was great. The performers, I mean, are just Patti LuPone singing. I figured after Marilyn Horne, you know, you want to go in a completely different direction. So we asked Patti to do it. And Patricia Rosette is a great Marie Antoinette.
Yeah, that's so, an all-star cast. And this is being recorded now,
right? This is
being
recorded, yes.
So that's got to, we think about such a neat story that you guys created, but I mean, there's 50 kazoos in
that. I know. There's everything in that. Everything in that. And in this version, Act One ends with the Wagnerian Viking lady with the shield and the armor and the horns being hit in the face with a cream pie. I flipped over, and the audience is rolling in the seats.
Oh man, that's cool. And I think it's one of those things. Recordings make such a difference, I think, mm-hmm. these days, because there was you did a reduced orchestration.
Yes,
in this for St. Louis, right?
Right.
And so this is the full band.
This is the full band. Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that's the way it should be recorded first, I think, with the full Met orchestration.
We're speaking with John Corleano. I was curious, most folks may not know that you actually have worked in radio. You've actually had worked at QXR and WBAI, right?
That's absolutely right. For 2 years, I was music director at WBAI, and interviewed lots and lots of people. And we set up recording concerts, the Group for Contemporary Music, and people like that, because it was an alternative to the top 40 kind of QXR model of doing things. We did the other stuff that you want to hear. And it was lots of fun. I did that for several years. I also loved working at QXR with Martin Bookspan as the program director and Abram Chase as his music director. And at that time, they had a two piano team on staff, you know, Hambro and Zadie. They had the WQXR string quartet, and they had a hall, and they gave live concerts every week.
Wow.
And that was the golden days of radio, I say.
Yeah, no doubt. Nowadays, they do a great Q2 stream
mm-hmm.
and all sorts of important things with new music, which
they
is
do.
Nice to see.
Yes, they do.
These days. And of course, the green space there now
yes.
Has all sorts of things. I'm just curious, what are things? I know you teach a lot. We're excited. Nico Muhly has a big premiere coming up with Conspirare and some guitars later this year. He's someone I know you've touched
sure.
with. And I think Mason Bates has a gig you used to have there with the Chicago Symphony. It's
well,
got to
no,
be neat.
He had that job, and now he's just been appointed the music, the composer in residence of the Kennedy Center.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So he'll be in D.C. now.
Yeah. I just finished speaking with him. I was on the phone. I had several hours to kill because I had to catch a very early flight because it was the only direct flight to Austin. So I had several hours in the hotel room, and I called up Mason, and we just chatted for a long time. We're great friends now. And I love it when my former students become friends and colleagues. It's one of the most satisfying things you can have in the world is to see your students rise up and join you and become friends and partners.
And I imagine that's got to be neat. 10 years ago, we had this wonderful Third Symphony of yours. And now, 10 years later, another whole generation of kids are playing your music. That's got to be
right.
inspiring.
Right. It certainly is.
Oh, man. Well, John Corleano, it's wonderful to talk. What's the ink drawing on? Or what's are you hitting Control S on these days? Can you share?
I'm working on, believe it or not, an opera.
Really?
And it is so complex at this point in my mind that I don't even want to get into it, excepting that as usual, I'm squeezing the rock to get the drop of water to drop on the music paper because it's so hard for me to compose, so I'm having a tough time. But I always have a tough time. I think it gets tougher now that I'm an old guy. You know, it's even tougher. I mean, Copland gave up composing, really, and Sam Barber, you know, people do that. Then again, we have Elliot Carter going to 103.